A következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
It's true that it has its own rules. There are rules, and if you don't follow those rules, you can get stuck, and you have to find out those rules. And every now and then, I got stuck, and I tried to find out how could it be? Is it in the writing? Is it in playing? Is it in the composition? Is it in the arrangement? Is it in the orchestration? Is it completely bullshit, or how can we do it a little? Is it just a matter of time? Sometimes it's just a matter of time, like a piece that doesn't work at all. I don't understand why, but it doesn't work. So I leave it, and maybe 3 years later or 4 years later, I take a piece back, put it again on the music stands, and it works. So why? I don't know why. So there's a factor, an irrational factor also, and I don't want to point. You know, it's a science, but it's also a kind of science. I trust the other people, and I like to be at home, at my own, to think things out and put it on paper. But then when you go to musicians, you have to trust them, and sometimes, and mostly, they give much more than you could think of your own. So I can stop thinking about it. I can stop the science part of it, just trusting the people, the musicians. Tonight is actually mostly the program based on the last record, 13. But also already a lot of new stuff, and it will be more. So yesterday we played in Vienna and in the jazz club, and there we tried to have some more jazzy pieces, and I think today will be more rock not jazz, with a lot of chord schemes and improvisations and proof you can play, and so it will be more the rock thing and the hard part. Thank you.
Voting for me.
the beginning of the band, we played. I chose very precisely a few existing pieces, also for me to learn what, you know, what a band like this is, to feel the band. So what, and pieces not really meant to play them on a concert, but just for us to build up a sound also. So what was it? It was a Duke Ellington tune. Was the Express, you know, the train tune. We also played Musique Mécanique, Carla Bley, because I was as a band, it was rather close to what we are. And so it's interesting to write it and then to play it, and because, you know, the pieces, they exist, and if it doesn't sound well, you know, it's our own fault, so you can check it. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like for a classical orchestra to play Mozart, and if it doesn't sound, it's your own fault, because you know it sounds. So it's just to test and to mold. To make a band. So, but not really. Every now and then we take something existing, but we try. I'm writing the most things of it, and now more and more Peter, the piano player, is writing things. And yeah, we try to create our own planet. And if we do classical things, we have a program that is called Modernski. That's a special program. And there we play our verses of music of Ligeti, Stravinsky, Kagel, Maurizio Kagel, Morricone, Scott Joplin. You know, that's our classics. That's what I think is our classics. And it's nice to play them, to play those pieces. We can't play this here, you know, but we try to find a special event just, you know, to get still to
We'll be right back. Blauwe Donau, de Blauwe Donau. Blauwe Donau. Blauwe Donau. Blauwe Donau. Ja, oké.
And most, that's what I like about Ligeti. It's very complex, yeah. It's very difficult to play, but the basic idea is always very simple. Actually, he's a very simple composer, but you know, it's very difficult to play it, and the workout is really difficult. It's nothing for us. But what we did is he's a very funny man also, funny, but at the same time very close to earth, and that's what I like. That's a bit, you know, sometimes they say about Flat Earth Society, yeah, it's a funny band. But we're also close to Earth. We have both things, I hope we have. And what we do with Ligeti, you know, the musica ricercata. So, but he himself made six orchestrations of it for a wind quintet, which is called Bagatelle. And the other ones he didn't orchestrate. That's the one I orchestrated now for Flat Earth Society. And this Musica Ricercata is rather, it's not this micro tonality or this micro polyphony. It's basic. It's a melody and a bass line. Or, you know, it's very clear. The setup is very clear in these pieces. I was on a Ligeti website, and it was there was a whole thing about clusters. And clusters are so interesting, but you have to know how to. He's a master in it. Also, Gubadolina, Rosvolskaya, they are really masters in treating in cluster and to unravel them to something you can recognize. It's important to recognize something in music, as you know. You have to. Otherwise, if you don't recognize it, you can't remember it, and if you can't remember it, you can't make a structure. Just like a chorus. You have to recognize it as a chorus or the refrain. If you can't recognize the tune, you can't build with it. So it's important to recognize it. And that's what I learned from Ligeti. You can do anything you want, but if you want to structure things, and structure things is to go with it somewhere, to take, you know, the listeners and the musicians, to take them, you know, to a certain point. You have to manage this, and you have to work with things. So you have to be clear. And Ligeti has always been very clear. I'm not a master as Ligeti is, but Ligeti is always clear. Also, another one is Lutosławski, the Polish one. He's also a master in treating these clusters, and it's as if you hear a tonality in it, and that's fantastic. You can make it. You can jump over all this whole discussion of it's atonal music or tonal music, or it's, you know, it's you can link everything together. You can go with folk music, and you can have a folk music feeling and still being in this cluster thing when you treat it well. That's what I. There's also this Iva Bitova. It's also one of my I think most are Eastern European examples now, but it's not. Maybe it's not a coincidence. They can, you know, you can go as far, maybe intellectually or something, but still have this, you know, heart and blood and guts, and that's what I like about it. The thing is, for me, I was a starter. So I started like 13 years ago, then I was 40 years old. And so starting a band like this was something new to me. And as I am an autodidact and haven't studied music, and I'm used to find out things and to make them go through my filter and my possibilities to do to make my own music. So I had to discover a big band. I had to discover big band music. I had to discover how to be a big band, how to work with a lot of people, things like that. So in the first years it was a little bit slowly, but I think I found my own system. And I have my likes. There's a lot of things I liked. I had for me, a big band is just being a big band with a lot of people. It's not the style, big band style, as we know it from the 40s, 30s, 40s. That I'm interested, I like this thing, but it's not the thing I should do. I'm not a swinger as Count Basie is. So, and there is, for building up this band, there is a kind of teachers. So a teacher to me was Duke Ellington, Sun Ra. To me, Sun Ra is a big band. People like that. What I learned from Duke Ellington in comparison to Count Basie is Duke Ellington, his band as a sound is much more messy than, you know, Count Basie is the standard. He made the standard. I like Count Basie, yeah, but he made a kind of standard blending big band, and you hear the saxophone section and it's like one smooth thing. When you hear this, the saxophone section of Duke Ellington, you can recognize, if you know them, you can, oh, Harry Cardi is playing, Johnny Hodges is playing, Jimmy Hamilton is playing. You hear the voices, you hear every individual voice. And that's what I like the most. It's like an ancient music also. When you have a choir singing, you can have these choirs, and all voices, they go into one big sound. But you can also have this medieval, polyphonic, lots of Flemish choirs do this like this. And you can still hear, recognize every voice. That's that woman, that's that man. And I like this, to have the individuality at the same time, but still making a unity. So that's what I learned from Ellington, and it made it also much more easy to find people. So you can, it doesn't matter if they don't blend or not, we will see. And so that's one thing. And the other thing was I wanted people I liked also a lot as a person. So it was very because you know you will have not difficult moments, but you will have these moments like sitting too long in a car, waiting too long for an airplane, rehearsing, these difficult moments, it doesn't work, that. And then you need people that you can work together. So I was interested not in a trombone player, but I was interested in Stefan Blanke, and he's a trombone player. I was interested in the people, no, not in the instruments. Thank you. So, to me it's very important. I don't like music, I can't listen to music without humor, but humor to me is not always something to, it's not always having a joke and laugh with it, you know. Humor is just a way of looking at things and to have a relationship with these things. Like, I think that Johann Sebastian Bach or Haydn, those people have a lot of humor. You know, I'm laughing like this hearing a cantata, but these people have a humor, and that's important to me. You can't take yourself seriously all the time. It's impossible. You can do this when you're stupid, but not when, you know, maybe I'm stupid. But so humor is very important, and I like humor. I like absurd humor. I like sarcastic humor, and I like just being stupid. I like this, just being stupid. Improvisation is you have to build in at the minimum a certain point where everyone knows the arrangement starts again. Maybe not noticeable for the audience, but for the musicians, that everyone has to know. You know, we're a band that everyone has to actually to perform it well. It's like chamber music. Everyone has to know what the other one does. Has to know every other part. So also that's the best improvisation, when you know what is happening. It's improvisation. You can't know, but you have to be very clear in playing, and then you have to try to find out a way to you know, you can bit by bit. Someone is going in bit by bit, and without noticing, you can go in the arrangement again. So, and in this way, that's a very interesting way to work, because there are lots of ways to get back in the arrangement. You can also get back like this, and you can just also sneak in, and there's lots of way to do this, and it's always a bit you have to be lucky a bit, but that's just the tension. That's just the fun of it, of doing it.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Very much. See you back. I hope so.